Now, I know we had said we were going to be talking to Bruce Fordyce about Parkrun today. Unfortunately, he's been called away last minute with an emergency. So for now, just again, a reminder to check the Parkrun website if you want to find out whether your own local venue is back up and running. We thought we'd stay in the world of sports as a replacement interview. I don't know about you. I am just tickled pink to know that once again, a Jamaican bobsledding team has qualified for the Winter Olympic Games. Anybody who saw the movie Cool Runnings will remember the story, the unlikely story of how Team Jamaica came to participate in the event in Nagano in 1998. And they will be there again in Beijing 16 days from now when the next Winter Olympics get underway. I've asked our sports reporter Couture Lowe to give us a bit of an update on the games overall, and then we'll chat in detail about the remarkable continuation of the Jamaican bobsleigh story. Couture, always lovely to have you on the show. Welcome.
Feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme. How exciting.
Oh, well done indeed. Before we talk about the Jamaicans, Couture, let's get a bit of an overview here. 16 days away, the 4th of February is when the Winter Olympics will be opening, running until the 20th, and they take a bit of a break before the Paralympics start from the 4th to the 13th of March. China has spent something like $4 billion on this event and its infrastructure, and that includes what tickled me was the budget for over 1 million cubic meters of artificial snow, because apparently they don't have enough in Beijing. Couture, why would they give the Winter Olympics to a place that doesn't have snow?
To put it bluntly, probably money.
Probably, indeed.
Yeah, probably money. But I mean, China has a big representation whether it comes to Summer Olympics or Winter Olympics. So, I mean, they do have a big contingent in general. Okay. But yeah, there's no snow, which is very, very funny.
So the Winter Olympics with fake snow starting on the 4th of February. Couture, starting with lots of differences from what we normally see. Besides COVID, a number of nations are saying that they won't be there in their full capacity. They're still sending athletes, but they're staging a diplomatic boycott of the games.
Yeah, so I mean, big nations like the US, Canada, Australia, and the UK, they are among the countries that have announced their diplomatic boycott of these Winter Olympics. That means athletes can still go and compete, but then no government officials will be in attendance, you know, as they usually are at the events during an Olympic Games. So apparently this is because of ongoing genocide and crimes against humanity in China. So I think that sends a pretty clear message from those countries how they feel about China, even though the athletes are still going to compete there.
The interesting thing for me, though, is South Africa has said we're not joining that boycott. It's a bit of a moot point given what we know about our representation there. But I was intrigued to see Sascott saying we won't join the boycott.
I guess it's also with regards to, you know, the Miss South Africa, she went to Miss Universe or
in Israel,
one of Miss World, in Israel as well. Again, I mean, they pulled out there in terms of their support, but here they are actually, supporting the position adopted by the IOC that the Olympic Games and the participation of athletes are beyond politics. It's very interesting, but I mean, it doesn't matter now because, we just heard from Sascott President Barry Hendricks this morning.
Yep.
He confirmed to EWN Sports that, in fact, no athletes will be going because of, none was able to qualify because of the COVID restrictions, and we will therefore not be sending a team. So no South Africans will be participating in Beijing 2022, unfortunately.
Okay, that's sad news because it means our snowboarder, Anton Bosch, didn't manage to qualify. We spoke to him late last year. He's the young man who had the option of trying out for the Swedish team and said, no, thank you. I want to honor my my grandfather who went into exile under apartheid by representing South Africa. He didn't manage to qualify by the cutoff date, which is sad news indeed. So no athletes representing South Africa. But really, that to loop back, I mean, I'm astonished that Sascott can put out a statement saying participation of athletes is beyond politics after South Africa's history with the Olympics, after the role that the sports boycott played in this country's history. I find it quite astonishing, although not all that surprising given what we know about our relationship with China. Anyway, let's put the politics aside. Couture,
With last year's Olympic Games, the Summer Olympics, I mean, our athletes were, I want to almost say allowed to take a knee, for the Black Lives Matter movement, which is technically, politics. So it's just weird. I don't get it.
It's a very strange position. Anyway, let's put that aside and talk about some of the facts and figures. Okay, so no South African athletes at the Winter Olympics, but there will be around about 3,000 from the global community for the main games.
Yes, and there are loads of events, 109 to be specific, in the Paralympics. Obviously, there are much less participants in the Winter Olympics. I think it's on something like 736 competitors in 78 events. It's going on fully starting the 4th of February. And there are, of course, are some restrictions. I know you mentioned COVID a bit earlier. Yeah. So there aren't any tickets on sale for the general public. So what they're doing now is they're going to basically government officials, which I'm also not sure how they're going to do it. They're basically going to give out clusters of tickets to certain spectators. But I'm not sure exactly how they will do it. Will it be a draw system? Will it be, I don't know, just a about who you know system? So only those people who got those tickets from government officials will be allowed to attend any events at the Winter Olympics. But no overseas-based fans like it was last year with the Summer Olympics.
Okay, so that's what you need to know about spectating. Speaking of spectator tickets, by the way, if you do hold out a dream of watching a FIFA World Cup in action, today is the day that you can start applying for ticket allocations for Qatar 2022. So FIFA.com is the website to go. You can apply for tickets there. No tickets available for the upcoming Winter Olympic Games, though. Okay, so now onto the best part of the story, Qatar, which is the Jamaicans. I mean, it is literally the stuff that Hollywood movies are made of. We all know the story. And in fact, before we talk about this year's qualifiers, let's take a moment to recall the movie Cool Runnings, which told the amazing story of how the Jamaican bobsled team qualified for the Nagano Winter Games in 1998.
That's a bobsled. Oh, so a bobsled is a push cart with no wheels.
That's what it looks like here.
Let me see that. All right, the key elements for a successful sled team are a steady driver and three strong runners to push off down the ice. Ice? Ice?
El. It's kind of a winter sport, you know.
You mean winter as in ice?
Baby.
You mean winter as in igloos and Eskimos and penguins and ice?
Possibly.
See you.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna take a hot bath. I'm getting cold just thinking about all this ice.
No, man! You're gonna be part of my bobsled team.
What you need me for?
Who is the best push car driver in all of Jamaica?
You're looking at him.
Then you gonna do it?
No!
Hey, man, you could be famous.
Here we go! Today's our day! This is it! Come on, guys, we can do it! The race! See you at the finish line.
With the kinds of push starts these guys are capable of, we might actually see the Jamaicans win an Olympic medal. So this is it. We could see history in the making.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the ride. Get on up. It's bobsled time. Cool running.
I smiled just listening to it, Qatar. I bet you too as well. And obviously, there was a lot of that film that was padded, shall we say, for the sake of poetic license. They were never in contention for a medal, for one thing. But there's a lot about that story that was based in fact. Do you want to just recap for us how Jamaica came to compete in this event?
Yes, I have to go watch it now. I don't know where I'm going to find it, but I'm going to go watch it tonight. So it is based on a true story. And just given, you know, Jamaica's history regarding athletics, and I mean, they have elite as athletes in the country. So the idea of this Jamaican bobsled team was actually in 1987 and was inspired by the country's annual push cart derby. A Jamaican diplomat named George Fitch championed the idea and used his own money to get the team off the ground because, as you know, it's a super expensive sport.
Yeah.
They initially struggled to attract interest because of, you know, it's an island and in summer. So, I mean, obviously the attention was with the summer games. But eventually they did manage to recruit a team of runners. A helicopter pilot was signed up to steer the sled because, you know, there's someone inside the sled.
Yeah.
They also brought in a former American bobsled athlete as their coach. That's the American you heard in that clip. They bought a secondhand sled. They sold t-shirts to raise money to get to the qualifying events and then ended up at the Olympics. But unfortunately, they weren't ever in the medal contention, but it was inspirational enough to get, you know, the movie idea going. They were, in fact, 24th out of 26 team in that Winter Olympic Games. And they crashed and they flipped their sled. They also didn't carry it over the line on their shoulders, as it says in the movie, but the team did push the set over to finish. And, of course, they shook hands with fans before going home. I wouldn't say too disappointed, but I mean, it definitely ignited. That's where it started. And I mean, there we have a movie.
And the Hollywood producers came knocking not long afterwards. Yeah, what fascinates me is Couture, it wasn't a once-off and now, woohoo, we're doing it again in 2022. They've actually had ongoing participation in this sport at the Olympics almost ever since.
Yes, obviously you get different types of sleds. You get, you know, the one-man sled, two-man sled, four-man sled, and then a few others. But I mean, they've always had a person or a sled at the Olympics from 1988, which was the Cool Runnings inspired team, to 2002, and then once again in 2014. But what makes this 2022 qualification so special? It's the first time since, you know, the OGs in 1988 that they're sending a four-man bobsled squad. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Very cool. And actually, they're also sending two-man and women's monobob bobsled. So they're going to have three teams competing in Beijing. And I mean, I bet there's going to be huge support. Only a sad thing that the crowds won't be there to cheer them on, as we saw
Imagine.
In that movie. Finance is still a bit of a battle, though. As you said, very, very expensive sport. I believe they are still busy trying to raise the funds to buy the sleds they need to compete.
Yes, so this is something I didn't actually know about. So they actually trying, the last year, about August, they started with it. They are raising money with non-fungible tokens called NFTs, which will feature, or it features, I actually went on the website, you can still go buy one of these NFTs. It's a limited edition digital artwork which highlights the best of the Jamaican bobsled team brand. You know, they're daring, courageous, persistent, and claiming their place on earth regardless of where they are. There are a bunch of cool quotes around it, but the initiative is the first of its kind, mixing in a range of authentic Jamaican digital and physical experiences from musicians, music, and art lovers, along with a purpose-driven mission of securing the team a spot in the Olympics, utilizing unique digital assets. So that's on the website, so you can literally, it's basically donating money, but you get something for it, and you get the team to the Olympic Games.
Amazing.
It's a very interesting way of doing it. But yeah, they are still raising money. You can still go and buy it. It's on JamaicanBobsleigh.com, and you can read the whole story. You can go inquire. You can buy one of these digital, I don't know, magic cards.
And also, just an honorary mention, then they're not going to be alone. Our Team Jamaica, when that flag walks out in Beijing, there's also going to be a skier for the first time. I just love the fact. I think really that experience of the sledding has probably inspired others to go, you know what, it might have seemed impossible, and then it was done. So Benjamin Alexander is going to be their first ever alpine skier competing at the event this year. And the same story, limited funding, no opportunity to travel to events to get experience before the games because of COVID and lockdown restrictions. Couture, he's been sitting on the island waiting for an opportunity to put in some practice, but at least he's qualified to be there.
Yes, he's going to go first ever for Team Jamaica. And I mean, just like this Oaks, a former DJ. DJ. And he qualified for the Olympic, Winter Olympics. You see, anything is possible. I mean, he's part of the elites now. So, I mean, it's absolutely awesome to see. And it's what a fabulous story we usually get from the Olympic Games. Now, this is from a pre-Olympic Games. Let's hope they are in contention somewhere. Just randomly.
It would be amazing. Couture, thanks so much for the update. We'll let you get back to your TV screen to go and find the movie to start watching straight away. Thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Couture Lowe of the Eyewitness News sports team. So there we go. I think I'm going to shout for Team Jamaica at the Winter Olympics, seeing as there won't be a Team South Africa. I am very sad for Anton Bosch, our would-be snowboarder, that he didn't manage to get there, but maybe he can do it next time, right?